A reading from Proverbs chapter 8. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance in the way of evil and perverted speech I hate. I have counsel and sound wisdom. I have insight. I have strength. By me kings reign, and rulers decree what is just. By me princes rule, and nobles all who govern justly. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of old. Ages ago I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills I was brought forth, before he had made the earth with its fields, or the first of the dust of the world. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the world. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who fails to find me injures himself. All who hate me love death. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. The hymn, O Come, Emmanuel, dates back to the 12th century. And the texts this hymn is based on goes back even further than that. If you notice in your hymnals, on the page next to the hymn are the great O Antiphons. Now, an antiphon is a text sung before and after a psalm. These O Antiphons were typically sung before and after the Magnificat during Advent services, but only from December 17th through December 23rd. These antiphons aren't just things to sing, but they're prayers. They address God with the names he's given in Scripture. For example, the first one we'll talk about tonight is O Wisdom. So first we have the title of Jesus, in this case, Wisdom. Second, we have the description of God and how he acts. That he, as Wisdom, comes from the mouth of God and orders creation. Third, we have the petition, that is, the thing for which we pray. In all these antiphons, we ask God to come, either to teach, help, or save us. Depends on the title of Jesus. Wisdom isn't typically described as a person, but a virtue. But look how wisdom speaks from Proverbs 8. The Lord possessed, or fathered, me at the beginning of his work, or creation. When he established the heavens, I was there. Then I was beside him like a master workman. Whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. So it seems wisdom, this personified virtue, was an active part of creation. Thus, Christ became identified with wisdom, since John 1:1 confesses that the Word of God made creation, and verse 14, that this Word that made creation, became flesh in the person of Jesus. We look forward to the wisdom of God at Christmas, who orders and permeates our creation. And we need this person, someone to order the chaos, someone to bring wisdom during confusion. We need wisdom to order us. Wisdom incarnates into flesh, Jesus, God made flesh. He steps into our confusing world and shows us how to live with wisdom, lovingly, generously, faithfully to God's teachings, walking according to his way. Most importantly, wisdom dies for us, which is the height of the wisdom and power of God, Christ and him crucified.